Hello, it's Space Jam. How are you? This is the International Space Station. How do you read me? Hello, everybody there in Illinois. Great question. I was a little older. I was probably 26 years old when I realized it was something that I can do. A lot of astronauts dream from young age, but I was a little different. I met an astronaut named Bill Shepard who had a background like me, so I was about 26. Well, we have to work out quite a bit, mostly because to keep our bones healthy. We want to, being up here in space, your bones think that they don't need to work very hard, and then they lose their bone density, just like you're an older person. So it's incredibly important to stay physically fit while we're in space. Over. I would simply say to listen to others, be a nice person, study hard, and do in life what you enjoy. And when you do all of those things, doors will open for you, and if one of those doors is to be an astronaut, we welcome you to work at NASA. Over. Well, I've come to space on a shuttle and a Soyuz, and I gotta say, being in a space shuttle is a lot more comfortable. There's a lot of room, and it's plenty nice, comfortable seats. A Soyuz is a lot smaller, it's a little more squished and cramped. But it's a really fun rocket ship. You feel every little motion. So both vehicles have their pleasures. But it was really special to ride on the space shuttle. Over. For me, since I'm in the Navy, I like to look at the oceans, in particular where the river deltas meet with the oceans. You can see incredible swirling patterns of sand and silt as the ocean and river comes together. Over. Yes, absolutely. Just like if a bird was inside of a semi-tractor trailer inside the cabin of that, flying around inside the trailer, it would have no problem. That's what it would be like up here. It would fly around and be a little confused. It wouldn't know which way to orient itself, but it would still be able to fly. Over. I would say... let's see, the addition, we're preparing, adding power, and so very soon we're adding power connections to a new Russian module. So very soon we'll add another large section on the Russian side, and that'll be significant. That hasn't happened in the last year, but it's happening very soon. Over. That's a wonderful question, and what we need to do is ask the people that are making the budget and making our decisions for what our nation's space program is. Our lawmakers, and it's up to them, but I think sometime in the 2017 or 18 time frame we'll have a U.S. Mission. It absolutely is true. With the current rocket technology we have, it's about an 18-month, year-and-a-half round trip, which is a really long time. If we're developing new rocket technology that has constant thrust, and we can cut that time down significantly, but those rocket engines aren't ready to fly quite yet. Over. You know, I'm not really sure. That's a good question, and we'd have to do some experiments. But I think for the most part, the food that you'd eat on the way to Mars, you would have already packaged it and brought it with you. It wouldn't be so much fresh food available that you could rely on it to stay alive. Over. No, I don't. I think that's not necessary. We know that it would be a hard mission. We know that it would be... I absolutely think it would include men and women. Yes. Well, they have to generally do the same thing. They need to keep you alive. A spacesuit is essentially a one-person spaceship, and it needs to be the same same capability here on the on the spacewalk on the International Space Station on the surface of Mars. Now, the way it looks might be a little different. Its total weight might be a little different because you have to bend over and pick things up, whereas out here on the space station, we don't have to pick things up. We just keep our legs up and do anything. But the technology is essentially what we have right now. Over. Yeah, that is true, and it's something we'd have to be careful about, but I definitely think it's something that we can build into our safety measures of the spacesuit and the spacecraft. Over. Can you repeat that? Over. Ah,